Hey, Gary, what time you call this?
Yeah, the traffic was really bad. Oh, there's Steve-o. G'day, Steve.
Morning.
How's your weekend?
Same old, same old.
What'd you get up to?
Not much.
Are you okay, mate?
Looking out for one another is something we all need to do. So if a mate's struggling, ask, are you okay? Listen, encourage action, and check in again soon. Those four steps could change their life. Find out more at ruok.org.au.
Number one choice for country.
Planet Country.
Big Stu and MJ.
Stu and MJ.
It was a Coldplay concert on a Thursday night. You had a spare ticket because your girlfriend cheated and broke your heart. And you took it hard. I knew that it was far too soon to call it a date, but you took my hand and I swear something changed, cause I felt the spark, but she still had your heart. And I wish that I could fix you, cause she's playing with your head. And I wish that I could kiss you, but we're less than lovers and more than friends, and it's just killing me. It was a Coldplay concert on Thursday night.
UK artist Catherine McGrath with Wild, which is brand new for her.
We've still got to thank the Shires for introducing us to that artist.
That's
like,
right.
You got to check out this one. We go and we're like, oh my God, this artist is amazing.
Well, we sat down with the Shires to interview them at CMC Rocks. That was last year, wasn't it? I think.
Yeah.
And we proceeded to ask them all about every other artist in English country except them. But they were cool. They were like, because they pioneered the way, they were like, oh, you got to look out for this female singer, look out for this band. They were cool.
At what
about
point
it.
Do we have to stop thanking them, though? Because they've got their own, they've got a new song out as well,
That's
Guilty,
right.
which we've
played.
Yeah,
we've played. It's so all good. As long as we play everyone. everyone.
Yeah, so...
Now, someone we saw at CMC Rocks 2 years ago, it was 2 years ago, Jason Aldean, it was,
yes.
Whose new album, Rearview Town, has dropped just the other day, and it is brilliant, by the way. Make sure you get hold of that album. It's Aldean's country rock at its best, but the lead single is a little different sound for him. Let's get Jason Aldean to explain it and tell you all about You Make It Easy right here on Planet Country.
So the one cool thing about You Make It Easy is that I called my buddies from Florida Georgia Line, and they had written this song, so... the one thing I love about those guys is sometimes they write really great songs and they have no problem letting other artists cut them. So thank you guys very much for that. And, you know, I kind of knew it was a hit when I played it for my wife, and she loves it. When mama likes it, hey, it's all good. So if that's any indication, I hope it's a big one.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed, twist it up all day long. You're my inspiration, girl. You take me places, put the words right into these songs. Stealing kisses undercover, babe. See forever when I see your face. And I swear God made you for me. You make it easy. Loving up on you. Make it. My better half, my saving grace. You make me who I wanna be. You make it easy. You took all my rough around the edges. Never let it ruffle up your feathers, angel. Yeah, I'm down for life. You got me wrapped around your finger and I like it just in case you can't tell. You make it
Jason Aldean.
Aldean.
The US guys say, apparently we say Darius Rucker, but they say Jason Aldean. Mm. So, bit of lingo there in country music from around the world. Just quickly, I want to give a shout out to Taylor, who tweeted to us to say that she loves Planet Country being on a Monday night and the extra hour. And we're, in fact, into that extra hour now.
Oh, we are.
So, shout out to
Taylor.
You
know what? I hadn't even looked at the clock. We are.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And
so
I just want to say it again. I apologize that we don't do much on Twitter. Mm. I've never got into Twitter. So, Taylor, if you could maybe send me a few pointers, send me some few tips on tweets as tip tweets. But they're saying?
Tip tweets, I like that.
Tip tweets, yeah. Send me a few hashtag tip tweets on how I can better use Twitter to enhance the Planet Country radio experience. Mm-hmm. And now, on to the next song. The next song we are going to hear is a duet between a female country singer and a male rock singer. But before we listen to it, I thought we'd ask our guest Nina about her ideal duet partner.
Now, I like this. If you could pick any artist to do a duet with, any genre for that matter, who would it be and why? Putting you on the spot here.
Oh, my goodness.
She's like, I don't know. I can't think.
Okay, no, I have to. It would have to be Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Straight up.
T-Swizzle
yeah.
in the building.
T-Swizzle.
Yeah.
As in 1.0 when she was all country or 2.0 when she's pop? Doesn't matter.
Like literally whenever.
When, I like that. Whenever, whenever, wherever. Let's make it happen.
Oh, I've been following her since Tim McGraw. Wow. So, yeah, 100%.
She is so fantastic.
She's one of a kind.
And we've been calling for more, you know, inter-genre duets in country too, MJ, for years and years. One of the best that we've seen or heard, in fact, is a recent release by Caitlin Shadbolt featuring Rhys Mastin. It's Me Without You on Planet Country.
Hey, guys, I'm Caitlin Shadbolt.
It's 2 a.m. on a Friday. It's been 23 days since I kissed you. Gone should be out there with some friends at some bar somewhere moving on. I should talk to some guy, let him buy me a drink, pull me out on the floor. Yeah, no, I shouldn't think about where you are or who you're with. I shouldn't be lost in.
On your lips, say you'll never kiss another. I make conversation, can't hear what they're saying. That smile that I'm faking ain't working at all. I can't wake up, can't close my eyes without you running through my mind. I can't go out, walk down the street. The empty space is killing me. I shouldn't call.
Studios of Swar 999 Sydney's West. Streaming live on the Wharf Australia. It's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Now on Planet Country, what's trending on social media? Hashtag lame theme.
I'm sitting in the movies and I'm looking at my phone. I need to check my Facebook. While the ads are shown, looking at my phone, looking at my phone.
Now here's the only host on this show with a clue about social media, MJ.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is MJ here. This is my segment, and
okay.
I had the wrong cable in. I couldn't hear what was going to air. And I'm like, frantically, like, where's the, it goes in.
Hang on. So the errors continue, yeah,
so
like this.
Let me
so
just do this for you.
Ah, that's a clicking of a plug. Oh, there you go.
So now I can hear myself. Because okay. I've got so many
you do have a
and
intriguing
cables
setup.
And plugs right. and stuff here.
What are just, the clues, MJ?
Yeah, the clues, ladies and gentlemen, for social media, if you want to follow us, it's Planet Country Radio for Instagram and Facebook. And for Snapchat and Twitter, it's PC Radio Show. And once again, shout out to Taylor for tweeting to us during the show on Twitter. And we've just done some funny videos behind the scenes with Nina on Snapchat. It's PC Radio Show there if you want to see behind the scenes. And if we get
including time... Including Brace-Face Brad, who's back.
He's back, yeah. He had to go have an orthodontic appointment last Monday, so he didn't make an appearance. And, yeah, and the pain wore off a bit too early, in my opinion. He's back already, so not happy about that.
He is your orthodontic pain. MJ, what has been happening on social media this week?
Well, singer Ray Lynn had a bumpy flight to Maryland on Sunday, April 9th, when she claimed to have been repeatedly harassed by American Airlines flight attendants about her service dog, Jazz.
Ah, a service dog. This is interesting. So what happened?
Yeah, so just a quote, Ray Lynn. She told media, "I've never filed a complaint about anything." Well, that's a pretty boring sort of life to live. I'm always complaining
about stuff.
I'll complain right now about not complaining. she said, "I don't even complain about food in restaurants." Well, sorry, Raylene, you've lost me there.
Everyone has to do
I've that. Just never been like that. But I just couldn't stay silent about this. Now, Raylene has type 1 diabetes, she was actually travelling to a conference to speak on it and had her 85-pound German Shepherd in tow. Jazz is my therapy dog, and for years he has been by my side and travelling all over the country. In terms of my diabetes, he's there to detect when my sugar levels aren't right. He goes everywhere
so
with me.
So service dogs, I've heard about this. They're trained, so they can work out when, you know, her behaviour changes and maybe she's, you know, sort of getting tired and, you know, sugar levels are low or something. This is amazing.
Yeah, so they can sense that, you know, you need to eat something, get that blood sugar level up a bit higher. I've never had a minute of trouble. Jazz is trained to know how to lay under the seat of an airplane. That is a very good dog.
Very clever.
My dog wouldn't do that. He wouldn't be on my lap all the time. this airplane was a small regional plane, and before we even took off, the attendant came up to me and told me that I needed to get the dog completely under the seat for takeoff.
Ah.
Jazz immediately started crying as I tried to fit him completely under the seat. I mean, if there had been turbulence, he would have been hurt. You know, I mean, it's a pretty seats aren't that high off the ground, and they're not that long. So, you know, it's I've never been asked to put a German Shepherd under a seat this size. Raylene tweeted and Instagrammed about the incident after landing. So, it's a German Shepherd. You can't really, you're not, it's not a Chihuahua.
Absolutely.
You know? It's not like you can put in a handbag.
Handbag dog.
She also had this advice for the flight attendant. If I was a flight attendant, I certainly would not have made as big a scene as she did. It could have been something that was discussed once we landed. It was no way to treat a dog, much less a service dog, and it certainly wasn't right to treat a passenger like that either.
There's probably a lack of training. You know, they wouldn't be trained about service dogs. It wouldn't have happened that much.
She mustn't be a country fan then.
I want to know how a dog, and you alluded to this, how a dog of any pedigree, let alone a German Shepherd, could fit under a plane seat. I can barely fit my feet under there.
Well, Big Stu, we've got one here in the studio and a model plane. No, I'm sorry, we've already done our Facebook Live for this evening. So,
but I don't suppose they could sort of, you know, shove it in the overhead locker and...
Well, there's actually... Did you know about this? But there's actually a dog died when they did that.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. So it's got to go, you know, still.
There is somewhere in the world...
Dogs on the plane's better than snakes
in Europe,
on the plane.
Somewhere in the world, I think it's Europe, they have a special doggy airline dedicated to... Well, it's like a pets-only airline. It's like a cargo plane that's been refitted.
Please tell me that dogs are flying the plane as well.
Yeah, and then they...
That would be cool.
No, but they open the cargo door and it's raining cats and dogs.
Jeez.
So that's what's made social media news.
A lot of people mistake service dogs for simply being pets, you know. And, of course, you don't take your pet on a plane. Raylene has a new single out called Queens Don't. Well, I suppose if you're the queen, you can take, you know, the corgis, the royal corgis on the plane if you want. You can do what you want.
You can fly yourself in one plane and the corgis in another.
That's right. Let's check out Queens Don't. Raylene right now on Planet Country.
I grew up on the outskirts of town. No dresses with golden tassels. The rings on my hand are handed down. But I'm gonna find the one that needs me, sees me, and treats me like I'm already royalty. There ain't nothing priceless on my wrist. I might not fly private, but that don't mean I ain't a queen. Queens don't hate, queens don't fight.
Raylene Queen's Don't on Planet Country. Nina is our studio guest tonight, and we know that Maren Morris is a big influence for you. What is it about Maren that sort of gets you, you know?
I guess my aim with my music is to sound really bold, mm-hmm. and I think that her music does that. Like, she's so, she doesn't care, she'll swear.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just love it.
She is bold. She's,
that's a song lyric. She doesn't care, she'll swear. Just someone
speaking
write
of song
please.
Lyrics, we've got more on that. We'll talk about that later for next week. But no, I think you're right. She's very strong yeah. and, yeah, she doesn't take crap. I like that, actually.
No.
Well, Maren Morris recently married singer-songwriter Ryan Hurd, who has released a new song written specially for Maren, which is, yeah, that's exciting, isn't it?
That's
Everyone's
right.
Everyone's writing songs for their wives.
That's right. We'll hear it soon, but let's put them together in a married double play. So first up is Maren Morris play. Telling us all about her single, Rich.
I wrote this song basically as a kiss-off to any guy that tries to pull a fast one on you, and it's happened so many times that if you had a dollar for every time it happened, you'd be rolling in it. So I hope you enjoy it. Hey there, it's Maren Morris, and this is my new song, Rich.
If I had a dollar every time that I swore you off, and a 20 every time that I picked up when you called, and a crisp new Benjamin for when you're here, then gone again, and a dollar every time I was right about you.
Country. You know when you hear that all your life, well, whoever they are, turns out they were right. sunshine, the good times. Yeah, we got a few behind us, but when the bad times come, I ain't gonna run. It doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine, I'll be wrapped around your finger. Girl, you got me till we run out of time. Put your pole, rain or shine. The wind's gonna blow wherever it goes, and the road is gonna wind. It doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine, forevermore, I'll be yours and you'll be mine. See all I ever wanted. Make me wanna hang around and hold your hand. We're 100. You make love feel so real, so simple and honest. It's in every breath and every kiss. Yeah, the thing about you is it doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine. I'll be wrapped around your finger. Girl, you got me till we run. Pour, rain or shine, the wind's gonna blow wherever it goes, and the road is gonna wind. It doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine, forevermore, I'll be yours and you'll be mine. I'll be wrapped around your finger. Girl, you got me till we run out of town. Get your port, ready to shine. The wind's gonna blow wherever it goes, and the road is gonna wind. It doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine. It doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine.
Diamonds or Twine from Ryan Hurd, written for new wife Maren Morris.
Isn't that lovely?
It is. It's lovely. I like it. I'm sort of down with that. I'm cool with that. Rambling there. Now we've been playing the interviews from the CMC Awards red carpet over the past month, and tonight we have Old Dominion, who look pretty cool in their bow ties on the red carpet, and they actually just won another award. Well, they've been to another awards show, and they've won an award.
It's slightly bigger than the CMC Awards.
Yeah.
Yes, the CMA Awards.
That's right.
The ACMs, I don't know. Anyway, the big awards.
There's the ABCs, the CBAs.
And they
the
won Group of the Year, which is interesting because...
ACM Awards,
because I think they were up against, you know, the usual big name artists there, Lady A and such like, but that's a big win for Old D.
Definitely a big win. Congrats to the guys, and we started off by asking them why they were seen arriving in Australia wearing thick, woolly, big jacket.
Guys, welcome down under. Now, straight away, I just wanted to say, we saw some photos when you guys arrived here. You had the thick jackets on. How long until I came off?
Yeah, I mean, we came from the dreary UK, so yeah, it wasn't very long before we shed those jackets.
Exactly, the other end of the world. What's it like to be literally the other end of the world? You've been to CQC in the UK and now down here, and there's fans all over the world.
Oh, it feels great. I mean, it's really just kind of a testament to everything that's happened to us over the past couple of years. It's really an amazing thing to know that people know our music over here. So, yeah, we're excited to be here, man. It's great.
Speaking of music, the first album, Meat and Candy, how did that name come about? Because I'm getting hungry, but I don't know which one to go with.
Go with both, man. You go with both. You go with meat and candy. That's
a bit of mint on the steak or something.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where it came from. Sometimes you got to have a little meat. You got to
to have a little candy.
The next effort, Happy Endings, were you thinking about maybe going with the food theme again, you know, sugar and spice?
I mean, like there was always that temptation, but yeah, you've got to break away and do something different.
And you guys have been dropping a lot of singles off Happy Endings. How's the response been?
Great, man. Yeah, we're getting ready to release our third single off of it. So the first two went to number one on the charts back in the States, so pretty great. Doesn't get any better than that. So.
Awards nights like we're at tonight, similar to the Scene Food Club Awards in North America. Great when the peers come together and honor each other.
Yeah, it's always great, man. This is a new one for us. You know, we have peers here that we didn't know about. So, you know, it's like we're definitely the new guys here again. We always feel a little bit like that at home, too, but starting to be, you know, used to the party at home a little bit. But this is a new one for us.
You're famous. You got to get used to it now.
Yeah.
What about playing the big festivals, you know, big outdoor venue, big stage, massive crowd? Must be fun.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I mean,
you hate your job, right?
We love to play music, so we used to do it for nobody in a basement, and we used to do it for nobody in clubs, so we love to play music. So whether it's a club with 500 people or if it's a stadium with 50,000, it's different every time. It's just, you know, the clubs are fun too, the stadiums are fun, and it's just it's a different experience every time.
And people singing the words back to you, that's always fun, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the ultimate reward. You know, you write songs so that people listen to them and people hear them, and that's the one thing that lets you know that they actually are.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were smoking a little from a half an ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open that door no more, but she kept the hotel key. I can still see her on the bed sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. Nah. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves of my clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. We left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head, she left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. In a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel key.
Hotel Key from Old Dominion, award winners, of course, on Planet Country, on Soir 999, and, of course, streaming on The Wolf Australia.
Have you ever lost a hotel key, Big Stu?
No, but you know what I hate? Those keys that are now, they're the swipe ones. They never work. You go, you swipe it, it doesn't work. You got to trundle with your suitcases back to reception and say, the key doesn't work.
I'm always worried that I'm going to, like, put it in my back pocket and sit on it. It's going to crack, and then it's like, how do I drop it in and then take it out. I got to like use tweezers that's to put right. it in there.
I did.
You know, the reception will always be closed just when you need them.
One time at in Melbourne, at a reputable hotel nonetheless, I was given a key. It wasn't the old-fashioned key. It was kind of an old-fashioned hotel. You know, it was all done up nice and that, but an actual key. I opened
the
door. Did it
have like a violinist in the foyer?
I opened the door.
Yeah.
And this is where you could have used a violinist. There was a naked guy on the bed. So they said, here's your key. It's room whatever, 1207. Open the door, naked guy.
Well, how
I'm staring at him. He's staring at me. And I'm like, what? Yes, that was the upgrade package. I had to go back down to reception, and they were like, oh, my goodness, we're sorry, I don't know how that happened.
So they have, like, multiple keys, and they just obviously don't remember which ones they give out.
That's right. It wasn't recorded.
Do you reckon it was a prank?
Maybe.
Because speaking of pranks, during that song Hotel Key, Nina was letting me know that she used to do a lot of prank calls, and apparently I was the most boring kid growing up. So what are some of your favourite prank calls or pranks you've ever done?
I mean, I was a bit of a rebellious teenager. I had my days of pranking. Sometimes they went too far. You know, when you call a hairdresser, tell them that you went in and had your hair coloured and your wedding's in 4 days and your hair's turned green.
That's nasty.
It is. They would freak out and tell me, oh, we'll book an appointment. You can come in. And then you just kind of awkwardly say, oh, no, that's okay.
Prank call.
The call. Yeah. Or, you know, I think it was a couple of years ago, the coning. It was like a trend. It was it was like trending on social media. Everyone would cone.
Okay.
So you would go to Macca's and you would order a cone. It's an ice cream.
Yeah.
And when they would serve it to you, you'd grab it by the ice cream.
And
so from
just
the top.
Pop.
Oh, you just grab it like this and then they would just stare at you like, hey, did you want a serviette? And you're like, no, I'm great.
How do you then, like, you have to, like, drink or lick it off your hand, Dan, and then, like, you got a sticky... Aren't worth anything. I mean, you're wasting a good soft-serve ice cream cone.
60 cents, isn't it?
Exactly. I used to do a funny one. I used to hop into a lift. If there's a whole heap of people in the lift, particularly in a big building in the city or something, and there's, like, 20 people in this lift, I'd hop in last, and I'd face them because they're all facing the door. And then as we'd take off in the lift, I'd go, right, thanks for everyone for coming. I'm sorry I had to call the meeting at short notice. They'd be looking at me like, who's this guy? Let me out. People would be reaching for the emergency button.
I was that kid that when I left a lift decided just to quickly press every single button.
I hate those kids. That's a terrible, nasty prank.
People can use the stairs, thank you very much, okay?
Okay.
I'm doing the world a favour.
Now, MJ, last week we did introduce a new segment on Planet Country, which you promptly renamed. It was actually called, it was meant to be called Throwback, New Country Throwback, I should say. And you've changed it to...
You may have missed it Monday.
Okay.
It's but a song you may have missed.
I don't have the new theme, so we're going with the old one.
Now on Planet Country, it's a new country throwback.
Or...
You may have missed it Monday.
Okay. You may have missed this because it was released in 2012. I can't believe how old this song
is. Did you get that right this week?
I did.
You said 2014 for a song that I later discovered was 2009 last week.
I don't know what I was thinking. I double-checked, triple-checked this. It is 2012. It's Love and Theft. Do you remember I played this song all the time? It was one of those songs that I just played and played, and then you were sick of it.
Well, but back then, we were sort of just getting into country, and so you only knew, like, five songs.
Had a great film clip, too. Love and Theft, Running Out of Air. It's our... Monday, you may have
missed it Monday, throwback new country song of the week.
I gotta catch my breath when I see you walking in. You're crawling back in my head, stealing the oxygen. And everyone else in here disappears, but the two of us in the room start to spin around the chandelier in the buzz of the crowd. I can feel the rush because you're clouding up my atmosphere. Everybody's got somebody who gets them the way you got me. I still want you. I can't stop me. Girl, I wanna run right to you. Then I wanna run away. Girl, I gotta hand it to you. You know how to make me pay. Girl, I wish I never knew you. Cause every time I see you stand,
As you're taking me down the hall, you make it easy for me to forget. Cause you're saying everything you know I want you to say. And I'm getting in deeper the darker it gets. The lights go out, it's the surface fades. Everybody's got somebody.
Out of Air, Love and Theft, back from 2012. How good was that? Blast from the Past. We'll just call it that.
Here's blast, blast from the past. I like the sound of that.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to go into a song by Kelsey Ballerini in a moment, but I just wanted to first get Nina, our special guest artist's, take on Kelsey Ballerini, because she's another artist that you're inspired by, isn't she?
I think she's quintessential pop country.
Yeah.
I mean, Peter Pan was the first song I heard by her, which I love, but, I mean, Legends off the new album, I think, is just magical.
What about that new album, that kind of the way she's written it, it's in almost in two parts, and it's almost a, what they call a concept album, which is kind of a blast from the past to the 70s when artists had put out these concept albums around one theme or two themes.
I mean, I love it. There's so many different, like, you listen to each song and it's got such a variation. Some of them are a little bit rocky, and then some of them are more quintessential country, and then you've got Legends, which I think is like a perfect blend of pop and country. There's like synth and heaps of the songs, the production.
Yeah, production is unbelievable, fair to say. Well, we're actually going to go into the current single, which is I Hate Love Songs. You are listening to Planet Country here on SWR.
What's up? It's Kelsey Ballerini.
With white frosting, two names in a heart-shaped tattoo. I think Cupid is stupid and violets are purple, not blue. I hate catching bouquets, the honeymoon phase, and letterman jackets don't fit. Your eyes can't hold stars and you die if your heart really skipped. I hate love songs. In the rain, the clouds, they are numbered tonight, and you make me feel something, but it sure is hell ain't butterflies and men. I hate love songs, yeah, I really do. I hate love songs, but I love you, yeah.
Kelsey Ballerini, I Hate Love Songs, But I Love You. That's how she sings it.
Can you not do that, please?
Sorry.
If anyone's going to sing, and she was going to sing a Kelsey song tonight, but unfortunately couldn't do it because of illness, it's the person sitting next to you, Nina. Can you, I mean, even Nina sick singing that song would have been better than you trying to sing it.
I think so.
Absolutely. Nina, thank you so much for coming in and spending a couple of hours with us on Planet Country. We know it was a hard slog because you're not well, so we hope you get better soon. And, yeah, we come back on the show when you can play, and we'd love to hear you play live. And, of course, a plug. Get a final plug in for people to pre-order the song. It's out on the 26th.
So you can pre-order the song on iTunes and Google Play. The song's out on the 26th of April everywhere that you can listen to music.
That's a good plug. She did good, didn't she? That's right. Check out
Imagine
Nina.
Imagine if she wasn't sick, though.
Absolutely.
Like, world class.
World class. Check out Nina on social media as well. Just a couple of songs to go tonight on Planet Country. Big news next about next week's show. You've got to wait for this. It's a big announcement. But first up, that girl, here's Hunter Hayes.
This girl watching that throwback movie with a glass of wine. My real deal girl with her hair up, guard down, telling me what's on her mind. Call me crazy, but I don't think I'm ever gonna have a hard time learning how to love this girl. She's meeting all my friends, yeah, I even told my mom about her. I'm falling more and more every minute, and I don't think I can live without her. I go on and on about how I could go on and on about how much I love this girl, yeah. How lucky am I that I get to love this girl? I get to see that side of her that no one knows but me. She's one of a kind, it's one in a million chance that I would find her hand in mine. It's crazy, I'm the lucky guy, the guy that gets to love this girl. Oh, the guy that gets to love this girl. My paradise is that bedhead beauty with the sleepy eyes. My best night is anyone that ends with her. Yeah, I swear that I'd trade everything I chase. They could take it all away, long as I get to love this girl. How lucky am I that I get to love this girl? I get to see that side of her that no one knows but me. She's one of a kind, it's one in a million chance that I would find her hand in mine. It's crazy, I'm the lucky guy, the guy that gets to love this girl. Oh, the guy that gets to love this girl. How lucky am I that I get to love this girl?
Love this girl.
I get to see that side of her that no one knows but me. She's one of a kind, it's one in a million chance that I would find her hand in mine. It's crazy, I'm the lucky guy, the guy that gets to love this girl. Oh, the guy that gets to love this girl.
Hunter Hayes, this girl on Planet Country. Just quickly, next week's show, you've got to check this out. Jay Sini from the Jay Sini Band is our guest in the studio. He's bringing his guitar and he's bringing a notebook because he's writing a song live on air and live on Facebook. So we want ideas. Make sure you hit us up on Facebook. Tell us what ideas you want written about, and he's going to write a song live on air. Can't wait to see that. Let's finish with Jay's current single, in fact, Think Again, and we'll catch you next week on Planet Country.
It's a four-letter word, I'm sure your pretty little ears are dying to hear.
song. It won't take long till you realize that I'm out of here. This is what I told my last girlfriend. Hey, little lady, it might sound crazy, but I'm not gonna stick around. Got your head in the clouds, you need to keep your 2 feet on the ground. If you think you got yourself a real good man, oh baby, oh no, think again. Well, work is a four-letter word that you won't hear much around here. Or to work a full day just to get my pay don't sound like a good idea. This is what I told my boss again. Hey son, maybe it might sound crazy, but I'm not gonna stick around. Got your head in the clouds, you need to keep your 2 feet on the ground. If you think you got yourself a working man, oh baby, oh no, think again. You're thinking, I'm not a stand-up guy, don't work real hard, and I make the ladies cry. But there's something I'm real good at, it's this here guitar, and if you don't agree, think again.